Welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is January 21st, 2024. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And we have beers. Beer sounds good. All right. So with our first beer tonight, we are drinking Hanalei, which is the Island IPA from Kona Brewing Company.
Your bottle opener is cool.
It looks like a basketball.
Oh, it's so fun. And that might be actually nicer to hold on to, depending on...
Yeah, it's about the right grip. It's, you know, for some hands, it could probably be a little small, but for my hand, it's probably about perfect. So it's just like nice bigger grip.
Works out pretty well. Know what they should do?
Make whoever a they is garden ball.
That too. I was thinking that it also looked like a coaster. So if it was like a hard coaster, it could be your coaster and your opener.
Yeah, I mean, it is a hard like a hard thing, so you could totally double it as a coaster.
Yeah,
a little slippery though.
Yeah, maybe you have to put cork or something on a side or like silicone.
That totally works.
Thanks, friend. Yeah, this is good.
It's kind of, it says Island IPA. I would say it's kind of like a West Coast style-ish IPA. So
kind of. Oh, I like that's 4.5%. That means I can drink more.
Nice and drinkable, that's for sure. I would drink more than one of these. Ale brewed with passion fruit, orange, and guava with natural flavor added.
The word I keep thinking, which is probably not very helpful, but is that it's even.
Even.
That balance? Is like the first word. Like it's just this like all the way through the taste, like the initial through, it's just very like, it's got this consistency to it. It's nice. I'm getting the passion fruit, but I'm getting it where it's like not that overly citrusy situation that can happen.
I can see that. I think balance would be another good word.
Yeah.
I definitely drink this. Nothing is too shocking. Nothing stands out too much on it. So there's no bite to it. There's nothing that's going to like smack you in the face.
Yeah.
It is a little hoppier than some people might like, but it's perfect for me.
Yeah, maybe it's like the second level of a gateway beer into more IPAs. Like yes. I wouldn't do this for someone's first IPA, but it's got like if they are like, oh, I like West Coast, look a little hop. This would be a good step there.
Right. If you're ready to venture on that like next step of bitterness.
Hi, baby. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm okay. They are yummy. Riker's got a Hawaiian bun. He loves spread.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, they are yummy. Are you going to help Daddy cook?
I'm watching Friends.
Okay. We're trying to get him to help us a little more, but balance it too. So like now, like, sorry, this is going to be the episode of Tangents. We're trying to bring him upstairs to do laundry with us.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll just give him something to put away in each room, which is, I may have talked about this in the podcast before, but it's just, it's an adventure because you never know where you're going to find your underwear next. Like, I'm like, oh, underwear in my shirt drawer. Sure. It made it to my drawers, made it to the right person's drawers. So I think that's pretty solid for a 4-year-old.
I would say so. It's more than I do better than most days.
And we moved. So we already had like some plates that we moved down to like one of our bottom shelves for him. And we also moved bowls too for him, like our plastic bowls. So that whenever he wants to get a snack, I'm like, okay, go get a bowl. And it's so cute. Every time he grabs them, he's like, he'll count how many he has. He's like, I only have 2 bowls left, Mom. I'm like, okay, well, next time the dishwasher gets unloaded or we wash the dishes, like, okay, whatever, we'll have them in there. But it's I'm like, yay, good things. Good Sorry, time. But back, thank you to Hanalei. You said it really well. Hanalei. Yeah.
Hanalei.
It's good.
I'm not quite sure. I'm only thinking about it because of Puff the Magic Dragon, the song from Pro Virgo.
Oh, yeah. And now I just think of Meet the Parents. This is the song. Who thought this was about a dragon? I did.
Right.
About a dragon, too.
I mean, I did when I was back in, you know, a kid.
Yeah, so it's a smart song. It's a little, there's a story in it for everyone.
Every song should be like that.
So looking at the can here, I am wondering if the guava is like evening out the citrus. Not that I have the fruit often. I just like that it's not, sometimes you have like passion fruit or orange, sometimes it's like, feel like it's really aggressive. So I'm wondering if that's that balance between the three.
I will say that I like that it's not, I'm not sure that I can tell you that one stands out over another.
I agree. I do feel like, so I just took another sip and I do feel like I taste a little bit of each of them, but it is a nice, and that's got to be so hard to do. Like, I know I'm not a brewer, but to balance all of that.
Well,
that's
and
cool.
Especially with, you know, flavors that can be so strong.
Yeah.
What I like about it, so it is a bottle, and what I like about it is it has a State of Hawaii outprinted on it, like, so you can actually feel the State of Hawaii on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. You don't see a lot of things bottled anymore. And I will say, this was not actually, so to get beer brewed by Kona, you have to be on Kona, like, from Hawaii. So technically, this is Hawaiian beer, but to actually have it from Hawaii, we'd have to get it on Kona. So this is a distributor on the mainland.
But a Hawaiian recipe. But that's a cool fact.
Yes. So for anybody who wanted to know.
I love it.
I had to do my research on that one.
Nicely done. Good job. I like it. So.
With that said.
Cheersing.
We'd like to cheers the sheep for the wool. Shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers. That just made me think about my TikTok rhythm. There used to be a few like different sheepdog people I was following. And sorry, I don't know the right terminology. And I have not seen them recently. So I'm going to have to fix that because I think it's so cool.
Definitely fix that.
Okay. Now that I've interrupted and tangented us at least 5 times.
And I'm sure it's not going to be the last time. I feel like that's going to be the theme of our night.
Yeah, we haven't hung out in a little bit. So we're just excited.
Or we've been trying excited.
We've been trying.
Yes. So for those not in the know, this is about the 3rd time that we've tried to make this podcast happen.
Yeah.
And for various reasons, it has not worked out. And so 3 weeks later, here we are, and we're finally podcasting. Woo!
Yay!
So, yeah.
So we're very excited.
We are very excited.
We are at the, how are you, Kelsey?
Yes, I'm good. So we are into the new year. It's 2024. Taking on the new year full of thought and hope and excitement. And yeah, I'm excited for 2024. Didn't really do much for New Year's. Spent the holidays with my family. And then Cole and I, we stayed home for New Year's Eve. Stayed in our pajamas.
Best days.
We stayed in our pajamas all day long. And then finally opened up a couple of fancy beers late in the afternoon. And I did make it to midnight and opened a bottle of sparkling wine.
Nice.
And
We
he
didn't.
was, we barely did. He was up long enough to see it. I went, hey, it's midnight. And we went, cool. And then he fell asleep. I stayed up a little bit longer.
I love it.
Like, no, I want to open my bottle. I got this bottle for New Year's. I want to open it now.
And you did it.
Yeah, I did. So I did. I opened up the, forget what it was. It was one of the bottles from a sparkling wine class I took in December. And
cool.
It was tasty. And then I used the rest the next morning for mimosas. So I used it all within about 12 hours. But,
that's awesome. Know? And that seems so nice to do the next day. Oh, I haven't done mimosas in a while. That was clever. It was smart.
Yeah. My New Year's Eve trick. The bottle isn't, you know, you don't use the whole bottle on New Year's Eve. And then you want something the next morning. And there you go. You got mimosas.
Smart.
Really,
definitely a good New Year's tip.
Yeah. Because really, the bubbles aren't going to go too bad overnight as long as you put a cap on it and keep it cool.
Nice. I love it, Kelsey.
Yeah. They say that, you know, we probably spent most of the holidays going into the new year being fairly lazy, I guess. But I wouldn't really say lazy. Like, we did things around the house, but just relaxed and didn't do a whole lot and really just enjoyed it. It was great. Yeah. We're back to work, full swing of work and volleyball season. Traveling again, so that's always an adventure. Last weekend was the first of many weekends I'll be on the road. We're actually ended up leaving town early to make it to the tournament in time.
Which was recording attempt number one.
Yes. No. This was recording attempt number two. Recording attempt number one.
I thought it was that Thursday because you were going to leave Friday and then you left Thursday, right?
No, recording attempt one was the week before when I had the headache.
Oh, yeah. So I think we tried four times. No, we tried three times. You're right. Yes. Yeah, okay. So attempt number two was because of the storm.
Right. So attempt number two is because of a storm. I left early. I left due to the flexibility of being able to do my regular job remotely. I was able to ensure that I would be able to get to the tournament in time to be able to provide a service that they were depending on. I had signed a contract that said I would be there. And so I try to uphold that every time, you know, whenever I can. And so I get down there. And part of when I travel is, you know, we share hotels and such and so forth. And things didn't go as planned. And I ended up having more roommates than planned. So all our hours and things changed. And there went recording number two.
Yeah.
Needless to say, went down a day
early. Three. Yes, that was three.
What was three?
That last one was three.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Migraine, leaving early, too many roommates.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm like, it's there somewhere. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm like, no, we got
but we
this.
We got it right. Now we're right. No, yeah. Because I left early, left Thursday, got down there Thursday night. Worked remotely Friday with a regular job and then transferred from one hotel. Oh man, here's a story for you. I definitely haven't really like hoboed probably is not the right word. I haven't really like staked out in a hotel lobby when I haven't been checked in just to like use their Wi-Fi for so long. So we were fortunate that we got late checkout at our hotel that we were staying at Thursday night. So we were able to check out at like noon. And then we weren't going to be able to check into our next hotels until 3. However, a couple of the people I was with couldn't be done working until 4:30. So we ended up waiting till they were done working before we transferred locations,
Okay.
which put us into transferring during rush hour with snow, which was not great. It
Sounds like a really fun mix.
was horrible. It was stupid. But that's about the point when things all went crazy. And then multiple people were told to go to different places. Some people were told not to come at all. And at that
After
point,
they are already there?
no.
Oh.
People that had, were trying to get there that couldn't get there.
Got it.
So, like, we had numerous people from Iowa and other states that were trying to get to a tournament out of state. And it just wasn't working. It was just wasn't safe. The weather last weekend was crazy.
Yeah.
Cole ended up pushing snow for like 47 hours last week.
I believe it. Because we got one blizzard that was like a crazy blizzard. We got 10 inches, I think.
Yeah, it depends on where you say it. We got up to
Yeah.
11 inches in some places. And then 3 days later, we were blessed with another blizzard with another 11 inches on
Yeah.
it.
So nearly
Followed 3 days
2 feet, depending on
later
where you
with
are.
2 more inches. So,
And then insanely cold.
yes, all of that with highs and the negative teens sometimes.
Sorry, I'm being very interruptive tonight. I'm sorry.
Fortunately, south of here was about 10 degrees warmer. Still put the
Yay.
daily high at -8, -4. But
Yes.
anyway, so that was really good. I'm really excited for that to be happening again. It was one of the best parts about traveling for volleyball is getting to see, friends from all over. We have something in common. We all come together and it's just like, hey, we're here together and it's all good. We're all family. So I was really energized and really excited to see what happens with the rest of the season.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that like you still got to have the positive elements through
Oh,
all
yeah.
the effort and hard work to get there.
We had, referees drop, we had teams drop, we had forfeits, we had cancellations, we had everything that could go wrong. But at the same time, we all came together and we still were able to have a really great functioning weekend.
Nice job.
Yeah. So how about you? What's new?
Let's see. And I'm sorry I was interrupting you so much. I feel like I interrupted you a
I'll
lot.
just come back and interrupt you somehow, how's that?
Okay, good. Please do. So as Kelsey mentioned, we had all the snow and then we had cold. And like we've had cold before, like that cold. But I don't feel like since we have moved into this house, we've had that many days in a row. And our pipes froze.
How long have you guys
And we
been
weren't
there now?
alone. 5 years. Because I know the last few years we've had some pretty cold stuff, but I just feel like it wasn't so many days in a row. Like we'd get a little relief for a day and then it might go back down. But I mean, it was a
Right.
week plus of seeing negative Fahrenheit temperatures.
And so your pipes
And
actually all froze.
not all of them. So just our laundry and refrigerator
Oh, okay.
pipes. I still don't quite understand all the plumbing works, which is why we have experts that do that. But our laundry is on our second floor and it is lined up with our refrigerator and our kitchen on the first floor. And so I think that that pipe goes up the south side of our house, which already doesn't get as much sun, obviously, and it is insulated, but it's an older house. There's only so much you can do. But yeah, we did learn some things. So like opening up all our cabinets around there, I opened up our basement door. We usually leave it closed. And Brian tried to go down there. You can buy like a certain type of electrical wired tape that you can put around your pipe to warm it.
Oh, interesting.
And also, you could use a space heater. You can use Heating pads, heating blankets. I would say both those you probably want to keep a pretty good eye on, though. I never have those things on without like being by them. And then since they're already frozen, a friend of ours told us like to try to open the lineups because usually a pipe, I don't know, usually I know that he mentioned that sometimes they burst just because once the water starts thawing, it has nowhere to go. So we moved our, Brian moved our washing machine forward and like put like 5 gallon buckets and had the line into that. And
that was really smart.
So glad his friend told him to do that. And then a few days later, I'm glad he was checking because we had a day where it got up to like 23 degrees, which is still kind of frozen, but our house is going to be a little warmer. And he's like, I caught it just in time. Like the 5 gallon bucket was just about there. So I think he like scooped it out first and then bring the water. But since then we've been good and we've been really lucky. We had some friends that their furnace went out. So then their pipes froze and burst.
Oh man.
And like one of their kids got sick and like, it was just, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry guys. That's just so much. So we're lucky and I'm glad that it worked out okay. And we had great advice because I imagine there's more to learn, but I wanted to spread what I learned in case someone else has to deal with that. And it was a little stressful because we're just kind of like, hopefully what we're doing is going to help.
One of the best things you can do in the case of if you know that there is a possibility that your pipes might freeze, is to just leave any one of your lines possibly open, especially and it just keeps something running. So it keeps that idea that it's still open and still running so that running water is not going to freeze as quickly as still water.
Sweet. Yes. Which we could not figure out how we could make that happen on our pipes. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Because like the lawn, even the refrigerator, Brian pulled the whole refrigerator forward, which I'm sure was so fun, and looked to see if there was a spot in the tube that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And there was not a spot for him to like have it go anywhere. And I don't think like, I guess we could put something against the water thing in our refrigerator.
Right.
Like, but like I don't think that'd be good for the motor. I don't know.
Like, you could probably unplug the water from the fridge in that case. If you didn't want to, if like, it might be.
We couldn't figure out where the tube like went in the refrigerator either. Like, it was just, there was no like breaks anywhere that we could figure out. And I imagine someone smarter than us could have done much better, but.
Never know.
Thank you so much for mentioning that one, though.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Like, if you know you're going to be gone and you like, you know that it's going to be negative all weekend, just leave the like kitchen sink open just a smidge.
Let's see. So I've been biking. We the first blizzard was happening on a Tuesday night, which is when we go to our bike group. And the owner of the bike shop actually owns, it's a motorcycle, but there's a better word for it.
It's Rokon. I looked it up. So it's kind of like a little like two wheel thing.
Yeah. So it's like a little beefy motorcycle. I don't know.
Yeah. That's kind of exactly really what it is.
Tires. And he's like, well, I'll just go ahead of you guys and then you guys can bike behind because I already biked this morning. And he even said doing it on that was miserable. He's like, I had to keep both my feet down. We made it through halfway. I hugged a tree. It just needed some love. It was a log. It was on the ground. I hugged a log on the ground.
Oh.
So and
like, you had to come from the sky to, you know, hug the tree on the ground?
Hmm?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was so lucky. My friend behind me, I found out that in my bike bag, I can video. And I was like, I am going to put some effort that we like show some evidence that we did this because this is kind of like probably the hardest biking I'll ever do. And it flipped right out into the snow. And like, she just saw where it went and like stuck her hand in like up to her elbow and pulled it out of the snow. I'm like, I'm glad you saw where that went in.
I'm glad your phone didn't stay there.
Yeah, it probably very well could have if she didn't have the eye to see it. But it also was kind of a funny video. I put it on Instagram. It's kind of hard to see what happened, but it's just like, I'm like fine. And I'm like, whoa. And then you just hear me go, boom. I'm like, oh. But yeah, I left the sound on and it's kind of funny. And it was very like slow. I'm totally fine. It's just,
I got this. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm really bad about, and I have to like constantly think of, I have to turn, you've at least for the way my brain thinks, I have to turn before I think I have to turn in the snow. Especially when like you have a really small track, like I need to be going at it sooner, which usually I'm more nervous. Good job, Riker. Sorry. He's going potty all by himself.
Oh.
In the dark. He was so fast I didn't see him go by in the bathroom. See, not just Caitlin tangents today. So that was a biking adventure. And then I think I'd mentioned 2 episodes ago, I've been kind of binging EC Sinkowski's podcast, and her big thing is the 800 gram challenge. So
remind me what that is again.
Yes. So it is 800 grams of by weight vegetables and fruits a day. That is the goal. And it's been good. It equates to 6 cups too. So if you think of like 2 cups of fruits and vegetables with every meal, I tend to kind of put them in between and wherever. But it's been fun, but we've also had to go get fruit because we're eating a lot more fruit.
Sure. That makes sense.
Silly thing, but we buy fruit and then I'm like, no, Riker, it's Riker's fruit. I can't eat it. Like, what? What is wrong with your brain? Anyways, so we've been doing that. And so one of the days it was like -17 and I biked to the grocery store.
Oh, jeez.
And like I got some strange looks, but then I saw someone walking in with shorts and I'm like,
I hope that guy got more strange looks than you did.
I would think so. Like I was super bundled up and I don't know, it's fine. The only part, so I don't know if this counts as a hangover, but I forgot like which pocket I put my bike lock keys in. So I was all ready to like go and I just had to unlock my bike lock and I actually had to go back inside because my hands were starting to get stiff trying to find it.
Oh man.
And I went through my whole backpack of stuff and then realized the whole time it was right where they were supposed to be, in my front pocket with my other house keys.
Right where they were.
But yeah, it was fine. But I was like, it's going to take me a long time to warm up if I don't just go back inside and get my lock out. And then, yeah.
So question then. So did you buy fruit that day?
Mm-hmm.
How did you transport it home? Did you have any fear of it being too cold?
I was a little nervous about it. So I made sure to get, I tried to bike like 5 miles. So I'd got 4 miles in and then went to the store. So it was only a mile back. Ish, and I put it in my panniers and I had another bag around it, so I was like, hopefully, and it didn't freeze.
That's good.
So I guess they're more insulated than, because I really didn't put in a lot of effort as much as I probably should have to like secure it, but yeah, it worked out.
I think I accidentally froze our cilantro the other day.
Nice.
I left it out in my car too long.
Yeah. And like my water bottles always freeze in this weather, even my insulated ones, mm-hmm. even when I use hot water. So not sure how I got that lucky. That's a good point.
Have you ever heard of the vodka trick in your water?
Oh, that's genius. You put a little bit of alcohol in there.
Yeah. So then I forget what the ratio is, but you can put water, vodka in your water. I can't do it because then all I taste is the vodka. But
yeah, I'm going flavored vodka. I could be honest.
Go for it.
Flavored vodka.
Give it a try. Let me know how it goes.
I got to figure out when to test this because I can't test it on my way to work.
No, that would not be a good time.
Even if it was a little bit, I'm sure I would get myself into trouble somehow. We have so many good facts today.
Yes.
It's at least our third or fourth, like, good tip.
Maybe today will just be the random factor.
Yeah. I already have so many, like, topic ideas, or not topic ideas, title ideas for this episode. I have, like, two right now. But now we have this third idea. I love it. Last thing that we've been doing is we've been trying to sign Riker up for, like, whatever sports come up and just kind of see what he likes. And even if he doesn't, it gives him an opportunity to try them, work on his coordination, whatever. So we just enrolled him in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
At the YMCA, and they do such a great job, as they always have on everything that we do. But it's hard, and there's such a wide range of abilities in there, which is kind of cool. But also, like, there's some kids that are like shooting already, and then Riker, who's like, this is kind of his first exposure to basketball. Like, we have a little net in the backyard, but it's in our grass backyard.
And so it'd be one thing if you guys were regular basketball players too, which you're not.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if this was a biking class, he'd probably be all right.
Right.
Well, he's all right, but like he'd be on the top instead. But yeah, but it's good. They do a good job, and it is so stinking cute. Oh my god, to watch them like try to figure out and dribble and. Right before we start recording, Kelsey and I were talking about it a little bit, and it's like it's a team effort for us to like help Riker like stay positive and focused on it. And it's mostly like us tagging it in and out, but sometimes we'll see a different way to like help him. But it is fun. It's fun, and it's been cool to try something new and different with him. And I think next time they're gonna try to do a game.
Oh,
so wow. Yeah, we'll see.
So is this, how many times has he gone now?
Only twice, but we had one cancellation because of the weather and the crazy temperatures.
Gotcha.
So I'm not sure if the curriculum like skipped or there's another, I'm not quite sure on that. So, but yeah, it's really cute. And so they have fun. Like littler basketballs, and they have this thing that like hangs on the other basketball hoop to have a lower one. Oh. Like, so it's adjusted down, but then they have another one in front of it that like connects to adjust it down a little further. So I thought that was an interesting thing that I never knew about.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it's fun. Oh. And like everyone, I feel like everyone's kind of in the same boat as us though. Like, parent involvement and support. And like there was one time today, like he just sat there, was supposed to do passing drills, and the girl across from him was like doing really great and being really patient, and he just sat down, and she's like so I like started like passing over Riker. And then her mom started passing with her until Riker kind of felt up to it again. And like I was so self-conscious at first, and then I looked around and it was like about 50-50. Oh.
Well, like you were saying earlier, you know, that's kind of a harder thing for, you know, kids to pay that much attention. Yeah, at that age, they're four. Yeah. How long do you expect them to be able to point and shoot, you know, dribble and shoot and pass the ball and stand in a line? And
yeah, exactly.
I know how well adults stand in lines, so.
Oh, yeah, we do not. And that's so funny you say that, because that was like a conversation I had with Riker too. We were like standing in line waiting for his turn because they help like with their form and work on shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're going to have to do this when you're a grown up too. Grown ups have to stand in lines all the time. And then like kids are cutting and like not intentionally. I think it's just there's gaps and like they're not quite sure. Is the mom standing in line? Is the
kid standing in line? I don't really know. Yeah.
We did it.
Good.
Yeah. I think that's me. I just realized that this section in our notes is the only section that we don't have highlighted our colors.
Oh.
What is up with that?
How do we not?
I don't know. But now you do. Now you're pink and I'm in purple and
yes.
All is right with the world.
Now I'm special again.
Always special. Yeah, so I'm going to jump into announcements. I got a message, so thank you. I really appreciate it. from someone. I'm not going to say their name more so because I don't know if that would make anyone uncomfortable, but please give us feedback, negative or positive. We want to know. But we say yay a lot, or we were, and I apparently that's very like aggressive through the mic, like the microphone and then into your headphones if you're listening to us when you're walking or whatever. So thank you for letting us know. I think our intention is to like make sure that we're having like a back and forth. And so we're going to look for some better ways to like support each other other than like the harsh yay, which I know I've already done once in this episode, but I'll try to edit it out.
I think there's still room for it. We just need, we'll recognize that we do a lot of it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
So thank you for the feedback. And anyone else that felt the same way, we're going to work on it. So, yeah. Which brings us to the more exciting announcements or other exciting announcements.
The make along. We've got winners to announce.
See? Look, I did it. Did it already. I'm going to try.
You'll be good. You got it.
Thank you, Kelsey.
We've got winners to announce today. Woo! So with that, we'll start with our quarter four winner, which we only had one entry into our fourth quarter drawing, which I will say partly on us that we didn't get it up in time as early as we would have hoped. I do apologize, but we still had one person enter, and that is super exciting. And let me just...
Thank you for entering.
Yes, thank you for entering. We love having anyone enter. Real quick, one of the projects was I finally woven my ends and sewed on buttons after 3 months after my cardigan was sitting there finished.
Good job.
Yeah.
Get after it.
Exactly.
It's hard to do that stuff.
So congratulations. Way to go, Emma-Marie. Dun da da.
I've wanted to say yay like 5 times, but I'm very excited.
Yay.
There's See? It's hard.
It is hard.
Maybe I'll start saying like excellent, but then that makes me think like tubular, which is a pretty cool knitting thing to say because tubular cast on.
Oh, you want a tangent?
Yes.
We were looking at random things on the Facebook, as you do, while we were enjoying a beer this afternoon, and Cole showed me one from Living History Farms, which is a place here in the Des Moines area that reenacts historical things, and came up with a bread recipe from the 1850s called Niddle Bread.
Oh.
Yeah. So he sent me the recipe.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah. And you will have to report back to us. I want to hear about it.
I will for sure. it's definitely been something that keeps going and keeps continuing. It's bread making in this house. All right. But so as a follow up on our fourth quarter was finishing up loose ends. And congratulations, Emery. You really finished up loose ends and got those buttons on.
Nice job.
You will be getting a prize pack for that. And, all right, so the big thing you've all been waiting for is the year-long make-along.
We made it.
We did make it. We had, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different entries. So 6 different people entered for the year-long make-along and did their best to continue to knit all the things, crochet all the things, keep an idea on what was coming in, what was going out. There were plenty of beautiful yarns bought this year. Lots of different indie dyers, lots of different other dyers, lots of different projects that came and went. And we had a grand total of 83,546 yards that were knit.
Impressive.
How cool is that? That's like 85 football fields. 85. No. 8,000 football fields. 83,000 football fields. A bunch of football fields.
Yeah, now the math is suddenly really hard. Is it 835 football fields? Because they're 100 yards?
Yeah, yeah. 835 right, football fields. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a lot of football fields.
Yeah.
But with that, we have a grand champion for this year that will end up with a wonderful gravel knit stein of their own.
Really like this year's stein.
Oh, this year's stein is very, very exciting.
I really want one.
I know. If only we didn't have our own. And I tell you, it came so close. The yards out were just so close, but it was a difference of the yards in that really brought it home. And so in our third place went to Linda Collins. So a total of a total of 10,299 yards as your balance yarns for the year. Congratulations.
Really in, awesome.
Yes. In second place is Shannon. You had some amazing things and very amazing blankets and some really cool projects throughout the year. Congratulations. And
nice job.
In first place, with a total balance of 18,563 yards out, is Emma Reed.
Yay!
Oh. Ooh,
ooh. Woo-hoo! Congratulations! That's really exciting.
That is so exciting. Congratulations! I think you'll end up with some, probably some of my hand-spun yarn, something from us, and who knows?
The stein.
Yes, and your stein, yes. So, congratulations.
Yes.
And,
so hard not to yay.
Hey, you know what? You can yay. It's just, we can't over yay. There's room for yay. It's just don't over yay.
It's true.
And I'm sure you're all curious. There's still a challenge between Caitlin and myself. And this year, so close. Very close.
Crazy close.
Do you want to say? You want me to say?
You can say.
We had a difference of 102 yards. 102.54 yards.
It's wild.
It's crazy. We're so close this year. And I beat Caitlin by just a little bit.
You did. And like overall in and out, like much more. Like Kelsey had a lot more yarn moving through her hands this year.
So, I did.
Really nice job.
Let's see. So I purchased this year 9,680 yards ish. And I knit or spun 7,117. And so then Caitlin brought in slightly less, 8,229 versus 5,564. And you know what the bulk of that is? It's probably my spinning.
And the bulk of my yards out are probably dishcloths this year. It was a dishcloth machine.
Dishcloths are great, though. You use them all the time.
I do. But congratulations. Our stein is so pretty. Maybe I'll make a 2024 one and I'll win next year. But I love last year's stein, but I really love this year's stein. So last year's stein was glass with etching. And this year, I guess it's still, is it glass or porcelain?
I think it's porcelain this
okay
year.
But it's solid, and then it's got like, it's like a gray with like blue accents on it and our logo, and has the year on it, and you're gonna love it.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see you use it.
I can't use it. You're gonna use it.
Well, yeah, the 2024 one I will definitely use.
Yeah, and I will use 2023, which, yeah, next time we record, I'll have to get it to you, and then we can like
use there we go. We can both use them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, next year's intense, year three.
Oh yeah. Now we're gonna go head to head for certain and see who takes it on next year.
And then I'll be best out of 5 and 99 and you know, however number.
So with that said, we are going to continue the year long make along through 2024. So we are going to reset, restart, and do it all over again. So we'll have a new entry form up. I'll try to get that up soon. And we'll put out a note on Instagram and all the places. And yeah, right now we're going to leave it as a year-long make-along. And if we feel like doing additional knit-alongs or challenges throughout the year, we'll put those in as they come.
Yeah, as we're inspired by them. Or we get ideas from our listeners.
So if there's anything you think you want to challenge us with for a make-along, or anything that you think we should be inspired by, we're open to suggestions. So come knit with us, or crochet with us, or spin along with us somehow in 2024.
That was so good, Kelsey. I really like that.
You. Just kind of won it.
It was good. I think that does it for announcements. Is there anything?
I doubt it's going to be get out in time, but if you're around next weekend, I'm sure we'll be at the Iowa Bike Expo. Oh,
that's coming up.
Yep, that's next Saturday.
Okay, cool.
We will be manning a booth.
Yay! That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll be in the same booth with Thirsty Pigs again. We'll be at Iowa Gravel Project, Thirsty Pigs, and who knows? Gravel Knits. Alrighty. So, moving on from announcements. Any questions? Any shout-outs?
Not that I know of.
Have you been listening to anything, Caitlin?
I have, but nothing new.
Okay.
Or at least nothing that I haven't put out yet.
Okay. Then we can just kind of, we'll just edit through this part and go right into what's brewing.
All right. What's brewing, Kelsey?
I haven't been working on a whole lot of different things, but I have been making a whole lot of tiny stitches.
Okay.
Last
I'm intrigued.
I believe I started the Big Wheels Keep Turning wrap. And this is by Ursa Major Knits is the designer. And I think it was kind of designed to be an advent knit. I will say it's not very clearly written for being that way. To the fact that I have a significant hangover from this.
Oh.
That we'll get to talk about. But I actually am very much in love with it. My mother-in-law asked for a something that she could wear with her jacket while she goes out and talks with people. She goes out in the winter and talks to people a bunch. But it's a modular knit piece, so it's got all these different little bits. And I started it a week or so ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you posted this on the Instagrams.
I did. This is on our Instagram right now. And there will be an update soon.
But it's so interesting to see it as it's like being put together.
Right? It's got like
so fantastically different.
It's a scarf-ish. So it's a wide scarf wrap thing. And it's got like half round wedges with squares that connect them, with little triangle pieces that connect them, and then you flip it and do it on the other side.
Okay.
And it's very fiddly, but I am absolutely in love with it so far. I am one, two, on like a third of six sections in.
Okay.
Kind of hard to tell the colors. My color situation not really great, but this is like some oranges and blue, yellow, orange and green.
Oh yeah, it looks pink on my screen. That's funny.
I would say almost like a peach is what that should be.
Okay. The and green then, looks really cool.
Wow, that is not showing up at all like it should, because that's like a purple.
Okay.
And then like a brown. But it's really fun. The round wedges are hard to memorize. So it would take, for some people, it would definitely take checking off every single row as you go, which is kind of annoying. And there is a chart in the pattern, but it's kind of hard to follow at times. So there's that. But I do highly recommend reading this pattern fully through before actually trying it.
Okay.
Before you start, so you have a better idea of how it goes together. But at the same time, it takes seeing it seeing how it goes together to actually get it to click sometimes.
Okay.
So, interesting project. I can't wait to see it done. But it's not an easy project, I would say that. I was hoping for something that might have been a little easier, but it is what it is, and I'm excited for it. I'm using mini skeins from Molly Klein Designs. Molly, yeah, something like that. They're little mini skein packs, and... yeah, they should match my mother-in-law's jacket. At least the greens and the blues will. Mm. And the rest will accent it pretty well.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. That is Big Wheels Keep Turning by Ursa Major Knits.
I have to check this out.
It's pretty fun. It does recommend using US size 1 needles and fingering weight yarn, but I think it could be very well adaptable to different size needles and different weights of yarn.
And yeah. Just
like change the size of your scarf.
Okay.
And how wide and how long it is.
Oh, I forget. They have a lot of cool patterns.
Do they? I haven't looked at all of them. I think a bunch of them are going to be kind of modular.
Okay. So it's almost like there's like three sections kind of.
Yes. So there are essentially three different modules is what they call them.
Okay.
And fun. Then they each plug into each other.
It's very pretty. Wow.
Yeah, this designer has a bunch of modular knits. They're very neat looking.
Wow. Cool.
Oh, wow.
That one looks like a dragon.
Is it the Fool on the Hill that you're looking at?
I'm looking at a hydrilla.
Hmm.
I'll have to look at that one too, though. And then there is a cute little doggy sweater. With dinosaur fins.
Oh wow, there's one called Sonic Waves.
Really cool.
I just had a called to some modular knitting, and this kind of seemed to hit the buck, hit the right
really
thing.
Cool find. The colors.
Yeah, they use a lot of very vibrant colors in their patterns.
Really cool. Really cool.
This pattern, the copy I got, so the one I got has two different versions. It does have it written for using mini skeins and written for using like three different colors, I think.
Okay, cool.
So I think they recommend like using like a gradient and then a couple different solids, some contrasting solids.
I do like when they give some like
direction
tips and tricks on like colors, and I don't remember what shawl I did a while ago where they said like, if you have any colors that are close together, make sure those colors are color 1 and 3 or whatever. Like that's, I love when they give information like that.
It's always very, very handy to be like, oh, well, these won't contrast as well, or these won't, you know, mm-hmm. these will blend in really well together, or what the, you know, suggested would be super handy. I'm trying to think, I've also been doing some spinning. I don't have the name of where I got it from, but I am spinning a BFL, superwash BFL and nylon blend.
Okay.
That is in a really pretty colorway. It's got teal and orange and purple and this really neat brown, and it's really cool.
Sounds gorgeous.
Yeah. And there's like another light blue in there too. So I'm spinning it. I broke it up into 4 parts. And I'm spinning it on my e-spinner. Which is just so much fun. I'm almost partway. I'm probably halfway through the first of the 4 pieces, so it's a 4 ounce braid. It's almost an ounce of the way through, half an ounce through.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what it turns out to be. I'm gonna do a 4-ply and hopefully it will be nice and something I can actually maybe turn into socks or something.
Fun.
Yeah. Those are really my big projects right now. Everything else is really kind of on the back burner.
I'm now just distracted by Ursa Major Knits.
I could sit here looking at all these patterns. Like,
oh, they're cool.
There's one called Twice the Dice that looks like all these different, like, ugh, squares popping out from one another.
Be hard to pick which one. There's just so many, like, yeah, they're cool.
They have 116 on Ravelry.
Wow. Oh, Sonic Waves. I just found it. Cool.
How neat right? is that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I like that the example used yarn that slowly faded from one color to the other, but you can still tell they're the same sections. That's neat. Mm-hmm. That was really good yarn use.
Yeah, a lot of it's built in with like these fading yarns.
Utopia. I can't even like pick where I would start. There's so many cool ones.
There are a bunch of different sock patterns. Wow.
Yeah, and the construction on those look like several of them look quite intricate. Interesting. They need to, some of them need to be in that Every Which Way book we have.
Oh, yeah. I should pull that out. It's been a while since I've knit something from that.
I never have. I think I started something in there.
I thought you did.
Maybe I did. I know I've read through a lot of the patterns. Okay, so Kelsey's trying to get me to go on to the next section in a nice way. I'm sidelining because this is such a cool pattern designer.
I'm not worried. I'm just sitting here knitting and drinking beer. Like, I've got nothing else going on tonight.
Isn't that the best thing about knitting? It's like if someone's late, you're like, shoot.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have to sit here and knit while I wait. It's just the worst. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see here. I have been pretty consistently knitting on my birthday cast on from, I think, 3 years ago now. The Outline Tank by Jessie May.
You're not done with that yet.
I'm still going.
I think I keep asking you that.
And some nights it's like less than a row, but I'll like be in bed and I'm like, I'm not quite ready to sleep yet. And I don't know if I've knitted yet today. So I'm going to do a little bit of it. And it's been a good place for it to be so that I can keep going through. I'm starting to see less and less of my first ball yarn for it. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's happening.
Like, did you take a picture the other day, even?
Yes. Think, and I'm trying to be really good about putting things on Instagram. I do need to update my photos on my own thing, though. Like, I've got my photo on there is just, I have the ribbing of the bottom ribbing done. It's bottom up. And maybe 2 inches of stockinette, and that's it. Like, I'm way past that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to measure it tonight. I've got to be maybe 6 inches past the ribbing now. And I think it's intended to be a crop, but crops are just not for me. So I am going to knit it longer.
It is intended to be a crop. And yeah. I know that I did.
It's super cute. Yours is super cute.
I need to wear it. I want to knit another of the super simple crop or whatever that is. The one I did in the DK.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. They're fun patterns. I like Jessie May. Or Jessie Made, I think, is the her
design
company. Name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm using that out of Malabrigo yarn, colorway 870 Candombe, which my mom got me the same year that I started this.
And so,
it's 2021. Like 2021. There's a date. I'm like, I know I have it written down somewhere.
It's like a dark purpley, right?
Mm-hmm. And the variation is really, really cool. It's very dark. So, like, I'm not much of a photographer, so it's hard for me to get pictures that kind of capture it, but I think I've got some okay pictures out there for it. But it's been nice, and it's nice to have something like easy to pick up and something I'm not in a hurry to finish, but it's there and
kind of a constant.
Yeah. So it's been nice to work on that. I am currently knitting on my Abreco.
Yeah.
And I just finally remembered the other day to grab another needle. So now I have two needles in it so that I can try it on. Ooh. I know there's different opinions on how to try stuff on. Like, some people are like, you can't use a knitting needle in it. You need to like string something through. But I just throw two needles through and then there's enough slack for me to put it on. And if there's a terrible error in my ways, please, please feel free to message me about it. But that's what I'm doing.
For the most part, at least as long as you don't have it all stretched out of one needle, and you know, your biggest things are stretching out your stitches or losing stitches. That's okay. Going to be your big deal.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, one of the things that you could potentially run into putting it on something different would be how you might end up with like a wonky line of where your stitches were stretched out differently than on your needles, or vice versa.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so like the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Well, my plan is after we're done recording, I'm gonna try it on, see where I'm at. And I know it's gonna be hard because this is gonna grow because it's partially camel and garter. But I, as long as it's not too short, it's not a problem for me. I love long things. But
Oh,
it's, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. I probably should measure it so that I can learn in the future from making things.
about how much it grows.
Yeah,
Be kind of good
everything is so
though.
different, but I'm excited, and then I'll be doing sleeves before we
Ooh,
know
Levi Island.
it. And yeah, it'll probably take me another 2 years, and then I'll finally finish this. It's been my wonderful recording project for a while. I like it.
I guess we'll just have to try to record more.
We will. It's kind of funny, like you think things will slow down in the winter, but it just actually feels like everything gets harder and I'm less motivated. Let's see. I've been working on my spiral hat a little bit and I put an updated Instagram picture out there because my first one was from months ago and it was just the two balls of yarn that I used. And I think maybe the first row I cast on.
This is the red and green one.
Yes, good memory. So I've got a pretty solid start on it. Without having it with me, I couldn't give like an exact, but there's like, I don't know, 2.5 to 4.5 inches on
Okay.
it. It's just without me saying, I don't know. But I have a good chunk started. I worked on it a little bit Tuesday night after we were done biking. And it's fun. Like I'd like that it's color work, but it's also like the same thing all the way through. It's just knit three one color, knit three the other color, and so it has that interest. But I'm also not thinking too hard.
That's kind of
But
nice.
I also like can't stop because
Autopilot plus.
I'm like, oh, I'll just do another change. I'll just do another change, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I've said I was going to stop 4 rows ago. Okay. But I've been enjoying it.
That's good. That's how it should be.
Yeah. I think I'm itching for something a little more complicated. I just haven't really been sitting down in that capacity. Like we haven't been sitting down a lot at night and watching TV after Riker goes to bed. And I'm sure that we will have a chunk where we start doing that more, but we just haven't. So I haven't really been knitting in that capacity. Yeah. So I think that's where I'm at. So I think FOs are next, but I'm a little thirsty, so I was gonna ask
Yeah, we
you.
can let's we can definitely go grab the next beverage.
Perfect.
I think I might use the restroom quick too.
Yeah, and I apparently need water since I'm coughing.
Okay,
Okay, putting this down. Putting this down. I am in such a knitting mood right now. I don't want to stop.
well then you'll have to just come back.
I like it.
All right, be right back.
Okay, so this has a nice fruitiness to it. And it's like an authentic fruity, not like it's good flavor.
I like that it almost has a hint of like a saltiness.
Yeah, it does.
Like it brings that little bit of a like a balance to it, like because I think it has a tendency where it could be a bit tart to some people, but it kind of lowers that down a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I give this one multiple thumbs up all year round, which is why we're drinking it in January.
Yeah, it is a definitely all year round beer.
Oh,
Like,
definitely.
you can think of fruity beers in the summer and spring, but
But why wouldn't you think
yeah.
of a fruity beer in the winter that makes you think of summer and spring?
Yeah, absolutely.
Depending again on where it's made and what it's being made out of, it would make sense, right?
Yeah.
Thank
Zoom type.
you. Excuse me.
And yeah. There's a series of these too, right? But this is like the big one.
Right. I believe there is a series of their sours, but this is their like all time, like hard to say flagship beer because I don't think it's quite one of their flagship beers, but it is definitely one of their like leading beers.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's just super exciting that they have a location closer to us now.
Yeah.
Which will be having a trunk show for one of my favorite bicycle wear.
No way.
Yes. Pactimo will have a trunk show there on Friday evening.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Cool.
I think it's like 4 to 7 or 4 to 8 or something like that.
Oh, what am I doing Friday?
I'll send you the invite.
I need to know this right now. I could probably pull it off. We might possibly be going to a hockey game, but that's at 6.
But you could totally come beforehand.
And it's kind of like on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They like bikes. They like beer. They like good music. They're a good brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We like them.
Yeah, they definitely have. No. They probably have the second most of the Des Moines area breweries because I think Confluence has the biggest bike racks, but they have a nice, lots of bike racks. So it's, you generally don't have to like look hard for a spot when you bike to Big Grove.
Definitely. They're definitely bike friendly.
Okay, now let's see here. How many rows have I been messing up? Because here's my, forgot what that stitch was called. Oh, okay. So you're doing German short rows, right? You've got that stitch. I just did it and then did it again and went back like the same like kept going the same direction instead of going back. Yeah. So that wasn't too bad. That wasn't that much.
That's not too bad.
It's a little weird, like, undoing this. Like, I'm like, I think this is one I still need to undo. How many doubles did I do? I wish you were here right now.
Are you on a new color right now? Or are you still on the
same color? I think I ended the right number. I know I'm going the right direction. There just might be an extra stitch, but I think I got it.
I think you got it.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, so much thinking. Okay, well, this was a lovely one. Two great beers tonight.
Definitely.
And it's a purple can.
That is a Caitlin good color can.
Mm-hmm.
They do a wonderful job of making their cans pretty. I almost got it. They have another IPA out in there. They have their Easy Eddie, which we've had on the show before, I'm sure. Yes. Which they have another version of Easy Eddie out, which was like a winter Eddie, like a frozen Eddie. And then, yeah, they had a mixed pack that was really interesting that I might have to get yet.
Yay. I don't think I've had all the Eddies, but I've tried some of the other ones, and then I just always go back to Easy Eddie.
Easy Eddie is just a great beer.
Oh, man, I love knitting.
Oh, man. Ew. Believe that brings us to what's on tap.
Yes.
I did have a few things I finally finished up before the end of the new year.
Nice job.
I wove in all the ends to my 12 days of Christmas Cal from last January.
Nice.
So that finally got all the ends woven in, everything taken care of, and that was finished.
What's the estimate number of ends for that guy? There's like a lot of color work in that, right?
Okay, so I finished two different 12 days of Christmas Cals.
Okay.
There was the one from 2023 that was, it had a green base and had different sections, and it was a big tube that you actually pulled over your head.
Mm-hmm.
This year's, so the 2024 Nomadic Knits MCAL, we had a ton of color work.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, and I have used the heck out of that cowl already.
Good.
It was so much fun. She does awesome. Her instructions are great. She's, if you sign up on her newsletter, you get her free pattern for the 12 Days of Christmas MCAL.
Oh, perfect.
Which is always some kind of cowl. And so this year had different sections and a lot of different color work. And I used so many different colors. I used a bunch of yarn that I had previously been in a sweater for Cole that I frogged. That, yes, I frogged the one by one that I thought I was going to turn into a hoodie thing. I figured it's going to have a better life doing this, and then we'll figure out the right sweater for Cole.
Yeah, it's still a really cool experience to talk, to hear about your sweater too.
Oh, and I will admit, I am so glad I did that. And I am even okay with the fact that I ripped it out, because you know what? It was the process of doing it. I learned something new, and I learned how to do something. So,
and you got your hoodie in too.
Yes. Yes.
I think this
and you
year.
Know what?
This last year.
Yes. I've done like two hoodies in the last year.
I failed.
Oh, that is a lot of head on that beard.
I'm trying to use my Stein. And I have foam from the bottom of the like logo up. So maybe I have a third of it. That's beer. Again, sorry for interrupting so much tonight. Please keep going, but it's pretty funny fail. It'll turn out. It'll be fine.
I think this year's cowl, I think it's safe to say that there is a good handful of ends. Because she actually tells you to go in and tie the ends and not worry about like weaving them in. There are so many ends. And because you're not doing anything, it doesn't need to look perfect exactly with how it goes. Like it's, I
good
found
point.
That tying the ends was perfect. But if say, you know, you had 12 different days on average, there were probably 12 ends from each day.
Wow.
So 100 ends, 140 ends, maybe somewhere in there.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did, as she said, I did not weave those ends. I tied them and cut them off. And then it has you grafted you start with a provisional cast on with this version. And each day it gives you, I don't know, about 6 inches or so. And this year it ends up being a cowl that you, a tube, you make a tube and then you graft it back together. So it ends
well,
so up
it's
being
double thick.
Yeah, so it's double cool. thick. It is so squishy and I am in love. I have worn it so much. Last weekend when I was out of town and I had to walk from my hotel to where I was working, it was nice to have that around my neck. And the colors I picked happened to go with the new jacket that Cole got me for Christmas. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. So, yeah, it worked out great. That's fun. Highly recommend the Nomadic Knits 12 Days of Christmas Mystery Knit Along. It's always a cowl. It's always a day-by-day thing, but it's nice and short and it's fun. And she gives you a lot of suggestions for, like, to take liberties on how to play with it. So I feel like she does a good job of getting you out of the boundaries.
That's so cool. I'm looking up the website now.
Yeah. I believe Nomadic Knits is or was a... knitting magazine company sort of publication. Like, they're not magazines.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're really cool. Travel everywhere, and they're actually...
This is a really cool website. The designs are so cool. Okay.
What is her name?
With Nomadic Knits?
Yeah.
That's a great question. It doesn't directly...
Actually, I think there at least were a couple people at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway, really cool. Check them out. We'll link to them. NomadicKnits.com. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a few like highlight pictures here, and there's maybe five girls or five people. But I'm not sure if they were taking a picture with someone else. Oh, their Instagram's so pretty.
So yeah, those have been fun. I finished a series of hats. I ended up doing a bunch of different hats. So if you remember the marled shawl and hat that I made?
Yeah.
So I ended up calling the hat Starry Fusion. So the cowl was, the shawl is called Starry Fusion. And, or Fluffy Fusion was this shawl. And I'm kind of working on a shawl, or not a shawl, a star decrease pattern at the top. So it's still still in the works, but I've now made three of them, three variations on it. We're getting there. But it's been fun. So I have it in teal that I held double as a DK. That will match Charlie's sweater. So that's going to Garth. And then I made it in a DK weight on its own, which looks all right. And then the initial one that was the marled two strands. But I finally figured out how to do the decrease at the top. And so now I'm just kind of working on some of the tweaks.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And like your early editions of it that I saw are so cool. I am cannot wait to do it. It's so pretty. It's so cool.
We're so close. I think we're close.
Is it hard to write it for different like numbers of stitches?
I think for this one it might be a little bit different. So I haven't quite figured out how to change the sizing on it. Right now it might just be a one size. It's most.
Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on, but it's so beautiful.
Well, it's where like I think you could change some of it, but at the same time, it might be pretty easy. I just need to do it in a couple different sizes.
That's exciting.
I did a bunch of spinning too. So Caitlin got birthday yarn. Like I enjoy making you birthday yarn. It's something you're probably going to continue getting birthday yarn.
Good. I am waiting for the inspiration on this one because I had so much fun making those mitts. And like, I need to find the perfect.
The right thing. It just needs to call you, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it just, yeah. No,
and
I get
it's
it.
Just happiness to knit.
So I used half of a mystery bat to make something for you. And then I used the other half to make something for me on this one.
Perfect.
So I finished yours first. And so then I worked on the one for me. So now we have sort of matching skeins.
Aww.
Fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. And then I used mohair. So the white with it is mohair.
Okay.
Which is from a friend of ours, a friend of the podcast. And
thank
so
you.
I used some of that. And so yours has that and then the mystery bat. And then I ran out. I still had more of the mystery bat left over when I ran out of the white. So then I used some gray Jacob from another friend of the podcast. So my second half. So I now have a light version and a dark version.
Ooh, that is some fun potential too.
I'm really excited to see what this might bring.
Cool.
So we'll see. I kind of messed around with it. I just tried to play with volume and like thickness. So I think it kind of ends up more like in a worsted bulky weight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, which is very hard for me to spin. I have a hard time spinning something that thick. I've somehow gotten to the point where it just keeps getting finer and finer and finer.
Just make like a 70 ply bulky.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if that's
work.
Possible. Man, now you have me in for a challenge.
Oh no. Next episode, Kelsey's going to be like, I have the worst hangover because of my co-host.
She puts me on this challenge all the time, man. yeah. So I think that does it for me. I do believe there was another skein of yarn in there, but I'm not sure what it was or the details. Or I'd tell you more about it.
Hey, but three is three.
Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I cleared off all my spinning wheels. I cleared off all the bobbins and I started new things.
I think that brings us to stash enhancements. So I don't have a...
You don't have anything on tap?
No. Uh-oh, I will.
Bummer.
I will. I'm feeling really good about the hats I'm doing right now.
Good.
Who knows? Maybe the outline tank will just catch, like, I'll just catch fire with my hands and just...
Hey, you never know. Might happen.
Yeah, crazier things have.
So sash enhancements, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I do have something.
Excellent.
I ended up getting these mini skeins from Molly Klein Design of Sweet Tea Yarns.
I like the name.
For Christmas, I got to pick out what I wanted.
So many. Cool. And I think you sent me a picture, or no, you put it in the Discord.
I did put it in both. I think I sent it to you and put it in the Discord. But I got a whole bunch of them. I think there was like 8 or 10 in each pack. I got 2 packs.
And I love those mini skein packs. They're so fun and exciting.
They are so fun and exciting. I'm excited about this one. It's got some like weird bright puke greens. But there you go.
Yeah. That could be really neat against a bunch of different things, though.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to go in with this, so I'm not sure where in here, but it's going to be fun.
Nice.
That's my stash enhancements.
Yay! I am enhancement-less, although the other day when I was biking, No, today when I was biking, actually, I went down the main street in our neighborhood, which is like Valley Junction, Fifth Street.
Oh, you
And I
went past
passed the yarn store and I'm like,
the
man, I could just go in there and warm up.
yarn store.
But I was on a mission for fruit and vegetables, so.
Oh man, that's fruit and vegetables. I mean,
I had like the shortest little ride today, but I had so much like, just felt really good today. I don't know.
good.
Which was good, but then I was like overdressed because I was more in the mode of like, I'm just going to the store, I'm just chilling. And so I like got to Hy-Vee and it's I just felt like I was like drenched while I'm like reaching
Oh
around people
man.
trying to get like my strawberries. I'm like, yeah, no, worry about me. I understand that it's 11 or I actually it was warmer than that. It ended up being almost 20 degrees Fahrenheit by the
Yesterday?
time I biked this morning.
Oh, this morning.
Yeah. And so it wasn't like freezing, but it's still probably weird to see someone like sweating in the grocery store when it's winter.
Definitely.
Okay. Hangovers. I really
Yeah.
like the way you titled your notes for this. That's fun.
Well, so I titled my notes "Made a Wrong Turn." And I will show you why, and then maybe you can tell me a little bit more about what my hangover is and what happened.
Feel like I'm starting to understand it looking at the modular patterns.
Sort of.
Do we start going the wrong way?
Oh, shit. No, I didn't go the wrong way per se.
Okay.
But, okay. So. This orange one is a normal size.
Okay.
And it curves like so. And now this one is the first one I did.
Oh
And
yeah, it's a little
it's a
different.
little different. It's a little
I just figured it was
shorter.
like an end.
Right. But you see how this bit, so the triangle that goes on the outside, it kind of puckers through here
Okay.
because I actually did all the correct amount of rows on the outer part while there weren't the right number of rows on the inner part. So if you now look at how long, how different they are, they're multiple
Fortunately,
inches different.
it just seems like that's because it's the end.
So, fortunately, you're right. And I tried to question if I had to rip the whole thing out or if I could go back and like unpick this and maybe just call it good. But the unfortunate part is that I have one that's going to be on the opposite opposing side. So
Yeah,
I
on your
want
way
to
back down,
match,
right?
right? So I know that I did. Part A wrong, but I did parts B and C correctly. I'm going to go back to part C, put in a lifeline, cut out parts A and B since they're attached together, and then reverse engineer these two going the opposite direction and pick up and go this way. It was way better idea than trying to undo it all and
Yeah.
redo it
Yeah,
and
lose
start all over.
everything. Yeah, you don't want to lose the correct part.
I discovered that a week after starting.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say on the scale of knitting disasters, there's probably a good amount of nausea in there.
Yeah. But nice job. You found a solution. It's
Found a
still going to be a
solution.
journey.
Oh yeah, so I'll have to give you an update next time.
Yeah.
I think my plan is to finish out this row, this side, And then come back. So this is the last one I do on this side before coming back the other direction.
Okay.
I should have plenty of all the colors to do it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I don't think it'll be that hard in reality. It'll just be a good challenge. We all like a good challenge.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be an adventure, I think.
It'll definitely be an adventure. That's for sure.
I don't know how you'll be, like, what your mood will be. Like, I can't figure out how to say this right. But if you want to take some pictures of your experience, I would love to see it.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting. Whenever you get to that point, I want to see how it happens.
Okay. I'll try to remember to do that. I will try to do that for you. I'll try to remember to make sure we do a little journey.
I love your plan though. Like, it makes a lot of sense to me how you're going to put the lifeline in, and
because I think
and you
I can
probably
just...
even save that corner, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I can save the corner, I think, but I just have to rip out like the main part. It's fine. Now that I know the pattern, I have it a little bit more memorized now. And
then, like, when you're doing that main section, you're going to be connecting it before instead of after, kind of, because it's there.
Right. So when I go back to re-add it back on, to re-knit it back, it'll be the top side will be the wrong side at that point. And so I'll be like half a row off.
Oh, because it's garter.
Right.
Fascinating. I really want to go on this journey with you.
I really don't think anyone's going to notice.
No. No, I won't know if I'd worry about it, but I'm very intrigued. This is very interesting.
But to
like,
me,
I'm ready
like,
to nerd out with you on this.
We'll nerd out. We'll do this. We'll do this appropriately.
I'm sorry it's at the expense of a lot of stress on your end after you like found out about this, but really.
But, you know, we have some time to digest this and take it in, and, you know, it will be okay.
Cool.
So it looks like maybe you had some hangovers too.
Yeah, two.
Two of
so
them?
That, yeah, I have two. So also biking today, I biked to the store to get fruit. This is this, and I kind of like doing that as my bike ride every once in a while, because it's just this low key, like, we have a little hill in Valley Junction because it's Valley Junction, but it's just, it's kind of a pretty chill area to bike around. And right now in the winter, like, there's no speeds that I'm concerned about. So I was biking to the store today, and I was actually going to be lazy and grab my e-bike, which worked out better for my ride not to, since I had this like kind of really great time on my not e-bike.
Good.
Yeah, which interesting thing. So it's when it gets kind of like 10 or less, my bike won't charge, which is still really good for anything electric.
Mm-hmm.
But this hasn't happened to me before. But I left it in even though it didn't confirm it was charging. And I think that actually drained the battery because it kept trying.
Right. I can see
like,
that.
Yeah. And I think my bike's okay, but I feel like I'm a little worried that I like kind of messed it up. But Brian's like, no, I think it's fine. And I plugged it in today to try again. I haven't brought it back inside because we did when it was really cold and charged it.
That's what I was going to ask. Maybe you just need to bring it into the house and charge it during the winter.
It's just so hard because, like, we go out our back door and we have this, like, skinny hallway, and it would sit in our gym, which is, like, this crazy turn where I almost have to go all the way down the hallway and then, like, back it down. It's a pain in the butt. It's a 50-pound bike or 70-pound bike. I don't know. And so I don't want to.
What can you drink? Are you able to just take the battery? Do you have to have it on the bike to charge it, or can you bring just the battery in to charge it?
I have never taken the battery out myself, but I know it's real snug in there.
Gotcha.
Darius said it's because they had to, it was during like height of COVID when they were producing a lot of the bikes. They went with a different battery than they originally wanted to.
Okay.
So it fits, but it's tight.
So it's not what, so it has essentially it needs to be on the bike to charge it,
Yeah.
though.
And if like
Not
the bike
the.
is inside the frame, where like Brian's battery is kind of outside the frame.
Okay.
So it like slides in and out. So I think I'm gonna test it, check it tomorrow, because I did retry today and it like lit up for a second and then aired out again. So I was like, okay, just let you be. I'll check on you tomorrow, see if you want to charge. And maybe I'll bring you back inside because I know you'll charge inside. But I had a decent amount of battery the last time I rode it left, but I was like enough where I'm like, now I should charge it. I'm like, I killed it. But the way I have my panniers set up and I have a trunk bag. So the trunk bag has like my emergency stuff, everything I need to change. Gosh, what do I have in there? Because I have a frame bag, I think that has everything I need to change a tire, but then I have my other stuff in the back of that. So it always stays on. And I have to take my trunk bag, which is the top bag on my back rack, off to get the panniers off, which are the bags that sit on the sides, the back of the
Oh,
sides.
that's right.
And so my system for that, which is a hack that I just love, or whatever you want to say. Not everyone loves hack, but I already had two bags with big handles on them, and they're about the same size. So now I just put my stuff in those bags and put those bags in my panniers. It's
Oh.
great for work. And then I never have to take them on and off. And I was doing that like every day, like taking the top bag off and then taking off panniers and like carrying them up. And I think I had talked about like making a shoulder strap for them, but
Right,
now I
you
just
did.
have bags with straps that are inside and I just pull them out.
Oh, it's way
But
easier.
that means this morning was kind of like this last minute, like, never mind, gonna ride my other fat bike. And so I have a backpack with pannier hooks on it.
Oh,
And
sure.
they're nice. I just have not, I thought I had finally mastered it because I had met you downtown once and I broke my backpack, right? Did it again today on the way back from the grocery store. So on the way to, I had it right. And then on the way back, I actually thought it was going to be better because with the weight, but I went over like the like plow line where there's like a bump, and then I like felt my bike like oh my, so I stopped right away, but I shattered one of the clips on my strap and like ripped the
Oh,
strap,
man.
because it got tangled in my brake. So it's definitely fixable, but it's just like, oh man, I thought I had this figured out. And this is like kind of this quick, easy backup solution whenever I go somewhere. Cause that now my other panniers are pretty much going to live on my e-bike, which is kind of what I want. So I don't have to take all that time taking them on and off. But I broke my straps again, which I can use the backpack without the strap. But like in the store, I just throw my backpack on with my gloves and stuff in there and do my grocery shopping and then put everything in the backpack to go. So hopefully at some point I'm gonna figure this out.
Oh, definitely. You got
But I'm just like,
definitely
oh man, I thought I had it.
to.
And I know a lot of the backpack like panniers, they have a setup where you take the straps and like unbuckle the strap and then buckle it around the outside of the backpack. So maybe I need to kind of do more of that because I was leaving the straps in, but then like tying them together onto the rack.
Oh,
And
maybe,
it
yeah,
has
they're.
worked like maybe 10 times. And then time 11, I hit a bump and it just was enough to push it into my disc brake.
Yeah, they're just getting over far enough.
Yeah. Now that we're talking about it, that's probably all I needed to do was just make sure my straps were big enough to go around the other side of my backpack and maybe crisscross them so they don't want to come back. But, the replacement like straps and buckles I got were kind of fun. Like they had like orange accents on them, and I'm like, now I shattered it. And there's like, as I'm looking at this, I'm like, well, screw it. I'll just wear the backpack home. And I'm like, no, I can't. I just broke one of the straps.
Like, man.
But Maybe I could have tied aside, but I kind of like reconfigured and it was fine for the way home, which it's like maybe a mile-ish from our house from Hy-Vee, but bummer.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, long story long, that is the story of my backpack. And second story also happened on Tuesday night during, after our bike ride, our crazy bike ride where I hugged the log, not the tree. I keep saying hugging a tree, but I really, it was a log because it was a fallen tree. So I had two different knitting bags in my car and I went to grab one and I remembered it was like putting on the heels for some socks. And I was like, oh, I'm not necessarily in the mood for that. So I like put it back down. And I mean, it was a bit of a drop, but not a lot of a drop. And I just heard like this pop and it like scared me. Like I jumped and our friends were out putting their bikes in their bike rack. And I'm like, you guys hear that? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I think that was me, but I don't know why. And so I look in the bag and I don't know how it lasted this long, but I had, we call them water pops. So like a LaCroix, Waterloo, like those type of things. I had one of those in there in my knitting bag.
Oh, goodness.
So just the force of me dropping it back into my car was like the last straw and it exploded in my car, in my knitting bag. And yeah.
At least it was like a water pop and not like a regular soda that would have had like coloring in.
That would have been devastating because I have white yarn in there too.
Ooh.
And I did make a good choice. So I started to like pull out what I could, but it was like, now I just have like slushy in my knitting. And I grabbed my other knitting project, which is the striping hat, the spiral hat. And I left it outside the door of the bike shop once I was like kind of done trying to pull out what I could. So it stayed frozen.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went home and I grabbed a colander and pulled everything out and still like tried to pull whatever I could out of it. And everything looks okay.
Oh, that's good. That was good.
But anything I missed, like just got to drain out the colander. So... if that happens to anyone else, hopefully this will help you, but hopefully it doesn't happen. But quite the noise, like it's quite the surprising noise when you're like dropping your knitting and not realizing that there's a pop in there that's going to explode.
I feel like that's kind of the theme of this episode. If this, hopefully this doesn't happen to you, but.
Yeah. That's like our fourth great title for this episode.
All the great titles.
All the great titles. And I think we've talked like 2 hours and we haven't gotten to our topic. But we did divide an episode in the past and I felt like it didn't really work.
Right. So it might just be a little, should we?
Long haul for this.
Yeah, it might be a little long, but that's all right. It'll stick with us and we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Unless you rather not, but I'm fine with it.
Otherwise, pause and we'll come back and it's not going to be that much longer.
No, I don't think so. You're right. So we've done this, I think, 3 or 4 times now, right? Is kind of our first-ish episode of the year. We talk about our thoughts for the upcoming year. And I really love Kelsey's word for it. So we're calling this 2024 Aspirations.
Yes.
Because we love... Yeah.
Things we want to do, but we hope to do. Things that inspire us that we are considering to do this year. Yeah.
Exactly. But also, okay if we don't, but this is kind of our thoughts.
Yes, exactly. And Caitlin, being Caitlin that she is, has a wonderful spreadsheet that she started with.
Yeah. Which I have to give partial credit. I don't know if Shauna listens to this show, but a friend that I met through my gym sent me a TikTok of like how to build a vision board and it had like different categories. So I built it off that. So thank you, Shauna.
And Caitlin has gone ahead and put, as she does, put all the things into the notes. And I've not so much, but I have these things in my head at least to work off of. And we kind of thought we might just converse and go back and forth and kind of take it from there.
Exactly. Perfect, Kelsey. So
if you would like to start okay. with wherever you want to start.
Cool. So there's a bunch of option like categories. So I think I'll just go in order of what the TikTok. You know what I should have done is I should have grabbed the name of the TikTok. When we stop recording, I will try really hard to put it in the notes. So the first category is health. So we've kind of already talked about we've been doing with I talked about the 800 gram challenge. We are actually doing that for January. Brian and I and his parents are doing it. So it's kind of this fun thing that we're trying to do. And I made a little scoring system where we can give ourselves like points for meeting those different metrics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun.
That's cool.
And it's kind of the part of where I guess I'm at in the tail end of 2023 as like, I've been trying all these different diets and trying to figure out like a good, easy way to do my health. And I'm like, you know what worked was logging my food. So I logged my food for 24 days, only just logged it. And even logging my food, I lost weight.
Oh, wow.
So I've kept up with it. And since September, I have lost nearly 20 pounds, wow. which I've not been these numbers in like so long. So I think that's a really great start. And yes, it makes progress, but I also want like that quantity piece and the 800 gram challenge, like getting your fruits and vegetables and real foods matter too. So I've been focusing on that. And basically now, like since I've been doing this since September, my plan is every 3 weeks to just kind of keep at the numbers that I'm going for and then kind of check in. And I use my Fitness Pal. I think a lot of people do to track, and they'll let you like export your data.
And I'll do. Just... It's so handy.
Yeah, it's cool. So even though like my daily goal is a 2,100 calories, that can give me like, but I'm actually kind of really averaging on those days where I'm not being as good. And then I can kind of make my goal off that. And so my plan is just to kind of keep checking in and like, I don't know, every month and everything, your life, just your activity levels change and all that. So that's kind of my plan there. But it's been really big on I'm getting more fruits and vegetables, and I've found that I'm liking them more. It took me a little bit, but like I'm starting to enjoy carrots in a different way. And like, I'm like, oh, these are actually pretty sweet if you like eat them more. And I really like raw green beans, which Brian does not. Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, they're awesome.
What is wrong with it? Raw green beans. I like those. So they're good.
They're crunchy.
Exactly.
I like
That's
it.
The best way for them.
Another thing that Brian and I are trying to do, and he kind of wants to do it calendar year, but we kind of started before the calendar year, is they recommend to average a drink a day or less, or seven o. less a week for women and 14 or less a week for men. So Brian and I are both trying the seven or less. And we have like this, I made a spreadsheet of a totaling average. And I think I'm like negative 22 and Brian's at like negative 16.
Oh, wow.
But we're making headway. So I don't know if we'll really finish the year at zero, but I have like, there's so many times where I get home from work and just grab a beer and drink it before I even like enjoyed it. And so
right.
instead, like enjoying it. And
that's where I've kind of gotten to the point where it's like, I'll have a beer or a beverage, but it's not going to be until I know that I'm going to enjoy that one beverage.
Yeah. I want to get to where you are.
It's like, that is, hey, I just, it's the one that I'm going to have and I want to and savor it.
I love that. Which is a perfect transition because that was the end of my health goals.
So I suppose that brings, goals. And I need to, so what I'm working on this year is finding a reconnection to fitness. It's been a while since I've had like a fitness routine. I don't cross, like I haven't, had a regular gym membership. I haven't CrossFit. Like it's been a while since I've had that like regularity. And even it's hard with cycling. Like, sure, I can go get on my bike whenever, right? In reality, but do I really? But finding something to be accountable for, finding some kind of regularity just to be active and doing something. I'm trying to really make yoga a goal for my year. Because that has helped me through everything, through emotional downfalls, through physical. Yoga has always found a good sense of balance, of health, of movement. And so I'm trying to make sure that I practice it not only in the studio, but also at home. But I really want to make sure that I'm going to the studio on a regular basis and interacting with people and getting that fill from somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
And
I just need that
you've helped
extra.
me discover yoga in a whole new way. Like
Yeah.
because we used to try to do it almost every Friday. It was awesome. I need to get back to that. So I'm so glad you mentioned it because I'm like, oh, I need to get on that too. Because it's so good for your mind and your body.
Yes. Yoga is wonderful for any aspect of yourself, whether it is your mental, your physical, your overall health, your well-being. There is a part to yoga that you could find that will help things, I believe. And whether that's, the physical part of I need to stretch my body and I need to be upside down today, or I just need to bring stillness and a focus and it's okay to just be here is a different story. So, finding that rejuvenation and that centering and regrowth is kind of important to me this year. Through all of it is finding that good drive and balance.
Awesome.
I feel like I got very yoga-esque into that, but that's kind of where it all kind of comes to focus for me.
Love it. It's really good. The next one is mental, which I think can be interpreted a lot of different ways, but mine is I want to be as many nights as possible because some nights you just are going to be up late and that's fine. But as many nights as possible, I do not want to see the 9 on the clock. I want to be in bed
I
before I see 9.
wish you the best of luck.
I do okay with it, unless I take my phone out and I start scrolling things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right now Riker's like birth or birthday. Riker's bedtime is 7:30, so I have plenty of time to like kind of finish off things and go to bed.
It's funny. It's kind of a different world. It's like 9 o'clock. If I'm done with dinner and the dishes are put away by 9 o'clock, like we're doing good on that night. But I also don't get up nearly as early as you.
Yeah, I'm not like a morning person, but I like to get my movement in the morning, like first time at whenever I wake up. So that's what pushes me to early.
It's like, yeah, on that note, on the mental note, it's like the biggest thing I have found to be a challenge in the last year, is letting being in the moment, like really enjoying the moment that I'm in, not thinking about everything else that's going on. I really love my new job and what's going on with that. And sometimes it's hard to shut off that world. But trying to really focus on being in the moment and enjoying what's going on is my number one mental moment of the year. It's okay for those other things to be there. They'll be there.
Good one too, Kelsey. The next one is relationships. So what I wrote is, I'm really lucky to have several amazing friends like Miss Kelsey over here. But I want to do better at listening more and thinking before I talk, which this episode is a great example because I get so excited because I'm like, oh, Kelsey, I know about this. I'm like, no, just listen. Enjoy her conversation. And then you can like add or love whatever she's talking about. So just doing better at like pausing and listening and digesting and then talking.
That's always good. Always good. I can tell you for a fact that in the last couple months of this last year, I found myself interrupting people more often than not. And I have to say, I'm really trying to break that habit. And in the same terms, really listen and pay attention before I say something. All too often, I mean, people say things that they really don't want to say, only because we haven't thought through them.
Exactly. So I think that's my like relationship goal for this year is to spend a little more time listening and making what they say more valuable and what I say more valuable by doing that.
Absolutely. From a relationship aspect, there are a few relationships in general that this year I want to try to prioritize on reconnecting with a couple of people that they deserve to be people I talk with, and I need to do a better job about talking with them. So
nice.
Yeah, I know it's very kind of vague, but at the same time, there are just a couple of people that they do mean a lot, and right now we don't have the relationship I would like, and I want to work on them.
I think that's very relatable. I understand what you're saying. The next one is financial. So this one's a little tricky for me to like put together because we just got into a decent amount of debt opening the gym. So I can't be like, I'm going to try to be debt free. This like that's not where we're at. So I'm just going to try not to add more. try not to open the Amazon app too many times. Maybe consider deleting it off my phone or anything else that's really quick to spend money on it. Because no, I don't need 50 pairs of bike shorts, even though I would like to have them in every single shade and pattern that exists.
Oh man, right. I saw a pair of really cool like forest green bike shorts today. Yes. I was like, I want those. I want all of them, but I really can't.
So hard.
Oh, financially. Oof. I just want to continue on the path that I am. Making smart choices and thinking about things before I purchase them. You know, much can be said about the relationships with people. Much can be said in the same my relationship with money. It just means to continue to talk about it and to keep it going and keep knowing what is available and how I'm handling it.
Awesome. Yeah.
You talk about tracking food, tracking my budget, tracking my income was the best thing I did of a whole 2023.
Nice.
We made significant changes. And like one of the things we did was we got a deep freezer. And so, hey, guess what? We now have, we probably spent $130 for 22 steaks.
Nice.
Yeah, so now we have 22 steaks. That's going to last us much of this next year. So it's definitely worth doing things like that and looking at those things and where we can work with that. I feel like I've, transitioned from just a person to being my parents and watching these things, but it's good.
It is. That's awesome.
So yeah.
The next one is career. So I'm going to follow kind of the same suit. I'm starting a very new position with opening the gym. So I'm going to try to do the best that I can and try to have as much open communication I can, because now we have employees.
Have you had a new, is there any movement? Is the gym going closer to opening? Are we?
Feels like snails. Yes, so we needed to get more detailed blueprints to submit to the city, and we should have those tomorrow. And like the landlord and Brian have a deal, like as soon as they know it's available, he's either going to call us or he is going to bring them to the city immediately.
Gotcha.
So that they can review it. And then that's like their last like thing that we're stuck on, is and they need to review it and approve it. And then they can move forward with construction, and then things can start really lining in.
Oh man.
But yeah, just a lot of pieces. Yeah, so I'm hoping to do the best that I can with that. I mean, I don't know if I've necessarily made mistakes, but we are just trying to learn our role and figure out where to put things. And it's interesting sitting on this side of the table, where I've sat on the other side, and it's like, okay, how much can we actually pay people? Like how much things can I invest in the gym right now? And how much should I kind of hold off and wait and see where we're at? Like, hey, I found this great deal on some fitness equipment, but does that really make sense with how many bills are coming in?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, I have these big dreams, but we also have to, like, take steps before we run and all that. Yeah, so how about you with career?
It's fun to, you mentioned communication as that being a big part, and that's my number one goal for this year, is communication and increasing my communication, not only with, the people I work with internally, but my clients externally. Just in the grand scheme of hoping people can understand each other better. Sometimes you don't respond to an email and someone thinks the world's gone to hell.
Or, oh my gosh.
Those things where, if you could just respond and say, hey, I got this, it, would save the world, make a difference in the day. Things like that. Where simple communication, but at the same time, there are things you don't need to over-communicate either. So trying to find a balance of communication and making it better is my number one goal for the year through Career Rise, because that will help move things a lot better. Like for what I do, a lot of what I do is based on availability of numbers, but sometimes those numbers are different in different places, and knowing what those are when those are is hard to communicate, and so being able to explain what that is makes things easier.
Nice. Next one is travel. My goal is to go on a camping trip with Riker. So we did go on one last year, and I want to do it again. So tent camping somewhere, be it cross country or just 20 minutes away. But it's just a kind of a fun thing where you get away from everything else and spend time with each other and spend time in nature. So that is my travel goal.
We have two travel goals. One, to get a north and go play in the snow. We want to go up to the area around Marquette, Michigan. It's been a while since we've been up there. We really enjoyed it for the Crusher. And that's, kind of an event that I want to do again, but I have to build on my fitness to get back there. I really think that my accident a couple of years ago really kind of crushed me in a lot of ways. And I'm just trying to build back from where I was. But our other big goal is to go to Colorado again. But specifically to visit some friends who aren't going to live there much longer. And they're not far off of the Tour Divide mountain bike trail, which has always been a dream for Cole to race. And I just want to go ride part of it. So we're going to go try to leapfrog on the Tour Divide trail for a while.
Cool.
Yeah. Really excited about that.
Sounds awesome. Colorado's so beautiful.
Yes. Oh, I love it out there.
I didn't put anything for home. And then once I did my vision board, I did. So for home, my goal is to try to do like a weekly date night with Brian, which our current date night is biking on Tuesday nights together. So
Have
on
fun.
any, yeah, it's super fun. And especially right now during the winter, not as many people come. So it is definitely more of an us thing. But any week we can't, so like this week we can't. We don't have childcare. So I'm going to try to like do something, even if it's as small of like we used to do this all the time when Riker was really little. We'd play cards in bed.
Oh.
And we did it a few times on our kitchen table too. But it's like we're kind of snuggled in for the night and then we just do an activity of some sort. And we still have the deck of cards like on top of our bed, like there, because we like to play Flux, Rummy, maybe even learn a different game. But just spending a little time together doing something other than like day-to-day life stuff. So those are my goals with Brian. And then with Riker is to like be like, no, the dishes can be done later. Like if he wants to 5 minutes of my time, like I'm gonna stop and like do that. And it'll be fine. Which is hard. Like you were saying though, in the moment, like be a
In the
little more in the
moment.
moment. Like I can clean the bathroom tomorrow or whatever.
It's
It's
hard, but
fine.
it'll be
It's so
okay.
hard.
You'll get there.
I think that's my aim.
Home-wise, we still have home renovations we want to do. This, we're still working on painting some of the rooms that have, never been painted before. Especially a craft room and our like this spare bedroom and such. So these are the number one and two to work on and actually get redone. Really looking forward to that. So what that means is I'm going to take out everything that's in my craft room, all the knitting things, all the things, put them away temporarily and then bring them back out.
That's exciting. And you can make
Yeah.
it like more your feng shui, for lack of a better word.
Exactly. Everything got put in here when I moved in and not really moved in. So we'll reset and go from there.
I just got through a skein.
Woo!
Yeah, I didn't even notice it. I'm like, whoa, here's the end. So how cool. Now to find where this fall starts. That's another question. Okay, so the next one is routines. So as you guys probably expected, I have a lot of fitness stuff in here. I am hoping to CrossFit 3 to 4 times a week. More is great, but I want to make it reasonable and I don't want to give myself a hard time if I don't. Like, yes, 5 times a week is great, but you know what? So is two. So I'm going to stick with that, 2 to 4. I am signed up for Grandma's Marathon, which is in Duluth,
Oh, cool.
Minnesota. So excited. It is supposed to be one of the 10 most beautiful marathons to do. It is a, I think the right word is destination race. So you're going from point A to point B and you run along the Mississippi and it's downhill, but we all know that downhill doesn't mean there's not uphills. It's just you're starting higher and you're ending lower, which is kind of cool, kind of like dam to dam, but now I'm doing 26.2 miles.
Where is this, or when is this?
June
Okay.
22nd. And I even found a training plan. I've never done it. I've always done my own training plan, but I found one that I'm going to follow. And it has great advice on like if you have to skip a workout or what to prioritize. And so it's the Nike program. Nike has a program. So I'm like, sure, cool. Let's check it out. And they have like recorded or guided runs. So you can still listen to your music, but then the app will like pop in and give you cues.
Oh, nice.
So until then, I'm hoping to run 2 to 4 times a week and then like 1 to 2 after that. Because running is great for my brain. Kind of like
Running's,
yoga.
yeah, I miss running. It just can't. It like takes such a toll on me anymore.
Up on the body. I think a lot of people don't realize it is a high impact sport and it's a very like very specialized or specific. It's very specific to certain body parts and like whereas other things, I mean, you feel like even biking, I'm using my body in a less impacty way and I'm using my core and my upper body still in ways that I don't want to run.
Right, it's definitely very different.
Yeah. Hoping to continue the bike every day, but we'll just see. Like we got a lot going on. And then I do try to do yoga every week. So I'm hoping to keep that going too. And if I don't, make it up. So I've done better about making it up if something happens. We do yoga every Thursday at work. So I'm really fortunate to have that like on my calendar. And so I'm just going to try to keep with that.
I really wish we had it. That'd be nice.
If you can find a conference room with no windows, you got
That's called shutting my door.
it. Yeah, I do not have an office. So there's, but we have a downstairs conference room that we use. So we can, there's like, you don't have to worry about people like seeing you. I don't know. I'm a little self-conscious, so it's a little more comfortable to just have people doing yoga with me and nothing else.
Yes.
And that's what we do.
I have to say, I really don't have much on the routines side of things, as far as goals, as far as aspirations. Not really high on my priority list.
That's okay. Different things and goals structure for everyone.
All right, so hobbies.
Yeah. I want to try to knit every day. And I want to make sure I'm keeping it fun. And
That's good.
that's where I'm at exactly like that.
Oh, perfect. I love that. Hobby-wise, I just want to reorganize my hobbies, physically. I just want to know where all the things are, where they're at. And just know that they're there. But also, I want to knit the pretty things. That's my goal for this year, is to knit the pretty things, the things that would take something special, things that would take that special yarn in my stash. But I want to knit the
Yeah.
pretty things.
Oh, knit the pretty things.
That's my number one goal for this year, is to knit the pretty things.
Forget all the other titles. That's it.
The titles, knit the pretty things.
That's beautiful. Bear with me while I scroll back down. Oh, we're on the last one. Events. So I am signed up for the Sugar Bottom Bikes Fat Tire Classic.
Ooh. Lake
Yeah, I'm
McBride,
getting
Lake McBride?
yes. Yeah, I'm like right.
Oh, wow.
I'm
That's
excited. It's 30 miles in hills.
Lot of hills.
Which is right in the neighborhood of where Brian's grandma's house is at. So we also do a 5K there all the time, like every year for their Solan Beef Days. It's kind of near there. But me and my friend are both being very honest, like we haven't been able to train the same way that we were last year because this snowstorm has just got us. So if it's like really cold, we're probably going to drop down to the 10 and have a good time at the 10 because we were also going to have a good time at 30, but I haven't gotten anything long in.
Honestly, the 10 would, like, there's nothing to be shy of on that 10. Like, it's good.
So thank you for saying that too. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we're at with it, but yeah. That's where that's at because that's in less than 3 weeks. And I haven't even mountain biked for 2 weeks. I've ridden my fat tire bike. I've done some hill work, but not near the volume that I would have liked to.
It'll be fun.
Preparing for this. Yeah.
It'll be an event.
And I really take no like insult if I have to walk up a hill. Or walk down a hill because sometimes the down is scary.
Is true. Very true.
Let's see. I'm signed up for the Des Moines St. Patrick's Day 5K. I'm hoping that is not what it was last year, which was 10 degrees.
Oh.
The Dam to Dam or Dam to Des Moines. That is a half marathon, Grandma's Marathon. Then the Spotted Horse Gravel Ultra. I want to attempt the 70 miles. Probably with a fat bike. I don't know if it's in the cards this year for me to buy a mountain bike, and I'm not sure if by then if I'll be confident enough to ride my gravel bike or not.
Come out, I was gonna say you come out for a few hours Tuesdays, but yeah, you got your own Tuesdays.
Yeah, we can still join you though. We don't have to do it every Tuesday. So maybe I will. I don't know. I don't know. I had so much fun last year doing the fun ride, though. It was cool. So that's, yeah, I oddly have a lot planned. And then, you know, if I get pregnant, then that's just going to be a whole wrench of the plan.
A whole different story. Event-wise, I don't have anything in the books this year. There's probably a few things changing on our radar a little bit. I can't really say much more than that at this point in time. Some events that I would like to do, I probably can't do anymore. But that's okay. I'll find something else. But what I really want to do this year is to actually do a little bit more bike packing. So less organized events, more just going out for a long ride, setting up camp somewhere. Yeah. And enjoying the night out under the stars.
Bike packing looks so fun.
To me, I don't need to be in a race this year. I just want to reconnect with my bike.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I got going for me this year.
I think that's all I had for goal. I think that's the most like spelled out we've put our goals before all the different categories. So I think that was kind of a cool exercise.
It was kind of fun. That was fun to do. You know, fun to go over and think about.
Yay.
Definitely a lot comes down to communication and being in the moment and all of that fun stuff. So Caitlin, have you learned anything biking this week?
Yes. And positively, not the hard way. Just bring a bike lock. Have one. Have a bike lock.
Always have one. Yes.
Always have one. That is mine for today. Just do it. There's a million different times. I know. My current favorite uses a key. I like those personally. And I'm sure there's exceptions, but generally those are heavier locks. I have some combo locks that are much lighter. And it is an extra thing you need to make sure you know where your key is, or you've just locked your bike from yourself. So my husband actually prefers the combo locks. But either way, we have a bike lock. So
Like for
find
me,
what you like, find what how much you're willing to carry around.
but know that they always come in handy.
Yes. And sometimes you might not expect it, like, and you want to go into the store, really don't want to leave your bike not locked for whatever reason, or get a flat tire and someone's picking you up because you went through five inner tubes and you're out and you need to lock it up until you can drive back and get your bike or whatever. Yeah, so have a bike lock.
I think that's a great way to end things.
Me too.
Have a
I feel
bike
like I
lock
had one more
on your
thing
bike.
about that. Oh yes, one tip with that too. So if you're going to a same destination, like I go bike to work a lot, I just have a bike lock that lives there. And it's a big, heavy, serious one because I don't have to carry it. So that's something you can do too, is leave it. And like even people will do this in big cities, is they'll leave their bike lock either at their work, somewhere that's easy to grab and then go like their back, or they'll just leave it on the bike rack. And I am surprised. I've heard that.
I'm surprised
I don't know if
that
I would do that in Chicago and think that it would be back there the next time I'm there. But mine at work is inside the room that I lock my bike in. But I could also easily like throw it in my cube at work and grab it and lock it. So an option there too.
I think that is great advice. Always, always have a bike lock.
Yeah.
I do think that we are coming to our end, and I think we
Yes.
should say it all.
The thanks. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. And you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bike Spruce Use. And on Tapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. And I also have a second Instagram, Caitlin Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply.